We have a little bit of time left here on the panel. We can then continue the discussion at the workshop, but are there any immediate comments, questions to the presentations or the comments afterwards?
A question to the last presentation. Maybe it was too much sampling for me. Could you elaborate a little bit on how do you do that, that you incorporate copyrighted material? Is it some kind of legal in Brazil? Did they change the Brazilian copyright law, or how does it work?
No, no. It's the same old, good, traditional copyright law. Copyrighted material is something that will make sense as soon as we have the ACS system deployed and working. At that point, we can think about copyrighted materials. Before that, it should be only donations. That's also something we will expect, like people to donate their works. But basically, it's in the last step of the project.
Well, I've got a question really for both Terry Fisher and Wendy. How would the split between the artist and the publisher be negotiated in the system? Which we know the regime as it has been is for composers quite favorable to composers, because even in the States, I think the upper ceiling for the publisher is 50%, which is not a market negotiation at all. For performing artists, it's much closer to market negotiation, so they get much lower rights and they've got any number of deductions, and most of us will have heard about that. So I wonder, in a system like that, how would one negotiate that relationship? Who gets what? How much?
Well, to the extent that you accurately predicted in the course of your comments that one of the driving forces in the shaping of this model is political acceptability, then one way of increasing the chances of the adoption of such a regime from a political standpoint is to preserve the existing arrangement under which the, as you accurately point out, the division of the spoils between the performing artist and the record company is traditionally done by contract, and those contracts have traditionally been unfavorable toward performing artists. So that seems maybe politically necessary but regrettable to preserve this degree of unfairness in the regime, to which there is one important mitigating circumstance, namely, if such a regime were in place, it would very quickly be to the advantage of performers to make their work available directly over the internet, not to use a record company, because no longer would they be obliged to employ the record companies who control the distribution channels. And so the likely response to such a institution of such a regime, either on a voluntary or a compulsory basis, is many more musicians would be independent. Does that mean they would do without the services of producers and promoters? No. In the new environment, as in the old one, they would need the aid of producers to refine their sound and the aid of promoters to sensitize the public to their work.
So would you leave it up to contract then to divide the spoils between the promoter and the...
Yes.
Yes.
Our recommendation is not quite so much to leave it up to contract, because the independent artist often finds himself at a tremendous structural disadvantage in those contracts, that the artists are unable to contract for the rates that would seem fair to us. We have precedent for changing some of those payments in the U.S. The statutory rates for webcasting gave a new right to digital performers, and their money is collected from webcasters and paid out in proportions that include the performing artists, the composers, and the producers each. And I think that ensuring that some of the money goes directly to the artists rather than being funneled through record companies who would then give a small piece along to the artists is part of what will make this the voluntary system attractive to fans. The fans don't necessarily want to think that they're paying to the big megalith recording companies, but do have more of a sense of loyalty to the artists whose music they listen to. So I would see shifting the distribution of payments to include the artists more directly.
But would that not be extremely unattractive for the corporate right owners at the moment to join a corporate a voluntary system where then the spoils swim away? That's my last point.
Sure. And the question is always, as compared to what? In the current system, they claim they're entitled to exclusive rights, but there's no effective way to exercise control over all of that music that's being exchanged on peer-to-peer. So while we may not be offering what looks to them like the perfect system, we are saying there's no way of getting back to that perfect system. The music is out there. Do you want to take something or nothing at all?
Thank you very much. A lot of issues were raised. A lot of questions have to be left open, at least in this panel format. We all invite you to join us at the workshop that where we can continue the discussion that will take place right after this panel ends, downstairs in the workshop room. And yes, now I think we have to clear the stage for the next panel. Thank you again for everyone on stage and for your participation. Thank you.